Bruce Geller, comprehensive one tonight against Tyrone. You have to be very, very pleased with your performance.
Yeah, Shane, look, we're delighted to have won, you know, and thought we competed really well. I think the first half, you know, playing into the breeze, you know, it was difficult, but I thought we played some outstanding football, kicked some great scores, and we're in fair control at half time. But, you know, 5 points is relatively nothing against a team like Tyrone, and the second half ended up very dogged and stop start, and, you know, we were just able to coast home, but we were able to see it out.
Yeah, were you surprised how early in the game you were in control of the match?
Ah, look, we go in with an open mind. If we do our jobs and when our players play to their ability, we've always got a chance of that, you know. But look, you know, some days, I suppose the reality, the scores that went over the bar gave us that wee bit of a cushion. But I thought defensively we were very good as well.
Were you surprised maybe how leggy Tyrone was, or was it a case that maybe the style of play you were doing that just kept them in base so easy?
Ah, look, when your team gets on top, you know, people say the other team looked leggy. You know, at times I thought we looked leggy, but, you know, we grounded out and we were winning a lot of individual battles. And I thought we, you know, in the middle of the park, we had a good platform as well.
Yep, and you mentioned at the start there about the quality of scores kicking into a very strong breeze. Three of them came from Kieran Thompson again, and it was the last point of the first half. He took it exceptionally well.
Yeah, listen, I think he got the first two, and, you know, from an unusual position for him out kind of on the right hand side, and then he kicked a delicious score with the outside of his boot. And, you know, Paddy McGrath got a great score as well. And look, we're encouraging the boys. They have to pull the trigger. It can't just be about Michael or Patrick, as we're probably a bit predictable over the last couple of years.
Yep, and Ryan had an exceptional game today, particularly in that first half as well. He was pulling all the strings, so he was.
I thought he was excellent. You know, we all know we have very high expectations of Ryan, sometimes unfairly so, but he's a great leader in our setup. He's a remarkable young man. He's only 22 and he leads by example.
It wasn't as fluid a performance in the second half. As you said, it was much stop start, and players were starting to do a bit of pushing and shoving, but that very much played into your hands.
I don't know if it played into our hands or not, but that's the nature of it. You know, it's supposed to Tyrone naturally come riled up, and our boys, you know, the testosterone was high, you know, and the two clashed, and it ended up very stop-start and ragged, you know.
Yep. At the start of the year, some people were writing off Donegal. Now you find yourself joint top of the table with Tyrone and Dublin on 7 points, and with two games to go, very much still in the hunt for a place in the league final, Rory.
Yeah, listen, Ashley, and I say it repeatedly, you know, to yourself and to other lads, you know, that we set no goals. Our aim was to be much better by the end of the National League than we were at the start. And, you know, we're not finished it yet, but we're pleased that we're improving. We're pleased that we're working very hard. We're far from the finished article. We focus on Monaghan now. We've 8 days of that. But, you know, the medium-term goal has been in really good shape for the 21st of May.
I know you always focus on that there's room for improvement all the time. Off the back of that, what you've seen, what the Donegal need to improve on?
I thought the second half, I thought we got sloppy. I thought we'd give ball away. You know, I thought maybe we didn't win as much ball in the middle of the field, but look, you're always nitpicking. But at the end of the day, it's 2 points. Tyrone will go back and lick their wounds and they'll be back strong.
Yeah. Is it fair to say it's March, it's still league time, and that result and that performance come the summertime will have no bearing on a possible Tyrone and Donegal championship meeting?
Not at all. Tyrone will be focusing on Derry and we'll be focusing on Antrim. You know, we have a great rivalry with them, and I think every day we play is different.
Yeah, okay. And two more games now to go. There's one home match left as well. Monaghan is the next task for you in Ballyshannon away from Balbuffet. Another one there put you in an even further, I suppose, stronger position.
Yeah, listen, and Monaghan will not be ruling themselves out as well. And obviously, you know, there's two teams a bit like ourselves and Tyrone. We've played each other so often, and unbelievably tight battles over the last couple of years, so it'll be a game to enjoy.